1332, 4BU, the big brekkie with Daniel, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Is this love at 17-8? We do it thanks to Bundy Juice. Let's turn our attention now to some Monday motivation with Rick Mirabella from runners.com. Rick, good morning.
Morning, Dan and Bundyberg crew. How are we?
Very well, thank you. We missed you last week, but that's all right. We've got up with you this week. I guess, obviously, today, talking about being you from Victoria, human connection and moving, because obviously over the last couple of years, it's been the pandemic and we've had, what, 400,000 people at the Formula One. We've had people at the football. I guess it must be some sort of normality.
Normality down here, buddy, but it goes for all over the world and any time, because as human beings, mate, as a species, we are wired to connect and to be around people. And even if you might be the most introverted individual around, the science is there and it just holds up. Just if you can, do your best regularly to get around different people. It doesn't have to be moving or exercise related, but obviously walking groups at shopping centres, walking groups anywhere, golf, squash, racquetball, tennis. I've got a bloody massive aeroplane going over me right now, apologies. But honestly, this stuff is golden. So the combination of moving with people is a really big thing. But I've been spruiking this for a while now. Yeah, back to normality in Melbourne. But getting down the local footy, getting down the local netball or basketball, just getting down amongst people on the weekends or a couple of times a month. And that the chemicals released in the brain over the period of time that you are connecting with human beings, it really does parlay onto greater things throughout the week. So if you can, guys, do your best. And again, new groups are great. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to know anyone. You just rock down the local sporting club or Google your local walking group or whatever it may be. There's plenty around, and the community is a really important thing in not just Australia, but I guess all over the world in the human race.
You mentioned there about the walking groups, Rick, and that's the big one. You mentioned, and also about walking around a shopping centre, and I've noticed a lot of the groups do that in the early morning, obviously before the shops are open, and they do quite a lot of Ks around the supermarket shopping centres.
And you're not expected to know anyone. That's the thing, buddy. Like it's expected that you're rocking up not knowing anyone. That's the thing. So people want to connect, and they want new people to come and join these groups, and it's all free of charge and all that kind of stuff. But it's more just it's you're getting out before sunrise. I'm big on getting out before brekkie and getting something done. But more importantly, you meet new people. Time goes very fast. You're walking and talking. Same as if you're partaking in like the traditional sports of like golf or tennis or stuff like that. And again, we've spoken about raw beginners before, but you don't have to have any experience in this stuff. It's just you're not trying to win the US Masters. You're just trying to get out and get around human beings and have a bit of fun and do something different and challenge yourself. And human connection, Dan Beter, you connect with individuals every day on air, and the science in your brain is just the neurotransmitters, the dopamine and stuff released is really powerful stuff.
I guess
I'm not sure how many steps you're doing in that studio, but I'm sure you're connecting with human beings and feeling really good whilst doing it.
I was going to mention about, obviously, the nerves of people trying these new things, going to new groups, going to tennis clubs, going to walking clubs, that kind of stuff. A lot of people would be nervous about, obviously, you know, meeting new people and overcoming that particular fear, I guess, in life. It is tough to do.
It's hugely tough to do. And I'm not underselling it by any stretch. But the first couple of times, just go down and be yourself, and you don't have to be an extrovert or bloody be just the centre of attention. Just go down, be yourself, and you'll be surprised. As a rule, guys, 98, 99, hopefully most people in percent are really, really inviting and welcoming, and most people just want to be part of something. So I don't think it's I think once it's always worse in our heads. Once we get to the actual situation, it's never as bad as what we think it will be.
And of course, you've got your app, which has further details, and your website as well. Give us both.
Runners.com, RUNNEZ.com. And for the walkers, running app, Runners app. So search Runners in the App Store, RUNNEZ. Runners in the App Store, Power Walk, whatever you want to do. It's a bit of motivation, charisma, and we'll get you going first thing Monday morning.
Hey, Rick, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll catch up in a fortnight because it's 4 days off. Well, for some people, it's 4 days off. You have yourself a wonderful Easter.
Have a great Easter, crew up there. And, thanks for chatting, boys. We love it. And 30 degrees up there, which I'm very jealous of.
Yeah, very much so. 30 degrees today. What's it down in Victoria? A top of about 12, probably.
See you, mate. Look at the expat. See you, mate.
See you. Bye-bye. Rick Mirabella there from runners.com, R-U-N-N-E-Z.com. It's 1332 4BU.